pressure from your weight.
You were telling me the other day about bottom land. Do you have any kind of land around here that's kind of low-lying land but doesn't have anything growing on it but grass or something like that?
Well, these old fields is all over the country now. They turned them out, put cultivator and run cattle on them.
Mm-hmm.
Old bottom fields.
Mm-hmm.
Used to, in these bigger creek bottoms, well, they'd have what was called open elm bottom. There wouldn't be much timber on the open bottom. Cattle would grow on them.
Mm-hmm.
Right, that's right. And other stuff, junk wood too, what they call the overflow weed and all that.
I see. So, did people around here ever call a place like that a meadow?
Well, a meadow is a place where you cut it. It's smooth enough, free of old stumps and things, where you take a mowing machine and cut it, rake and bale the hay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that could, nearly everybody has a meadow now on that place. Of course, Bermuda or something of that kind.
I see.
Lots of them planted in them old fields. That is coastal and things that kind of make them meadows, and lots of them plant some kind of grass in there every year, and they cut that grass and make hay,
mm-hmm.
run cattle on it too.
I see. Well, is there any kind of land around here that's not good for much of anything because you got water standing on it all the time?
Long time ago, it used to be some swampy land in the country, but it's all been drained now.
I see.
Been drained and put to grass or fields one.
Mm-hmm.
They went in the browse bottom now. These little creeks like where I was raised, well, they drain them out with teams pretty good. Them old ponds and things.
Mm-hmm.
They good rich land to cultivate, grow cotton and corn on. They went in the browse bottom with modern machinery, drained that stuff up like it ought to be down there.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do people around here call land that's just real good land that'll grow just about anything?
Well, you have it on the upland and on the prairie, too. And then, of course, you have the bottom land.
Mm-hmm.
You find lots of the upland, prairie, and timbered land that grow mighty anything without any trouble here in this country.
Well, do you have any land around here that won't grow hardly anything at all?
Well, we used to have some old worn out fields, but I think the people have pretty well all rebuilt them now, they call it.
Mm-hmm.
Grow grass on them, grow coastal. I mean, this old winter legumes and fertilized them, plowed them, broke them up and worked them up and put them back in a decent state of cultivation again.
Mm-hmm.
Built them up, you know, improve the land. There have been lots of that done in this country.
Mm-hmm.
Make about as good as it ever did.
Mm-hmm. Well, have you ever heard any land around here called loam?
What?
Called loam.
Loam and that?
Uh-huh.
Oh, lots this year. Sandy bottom land and upland too, called sandy loamy land.
Mm-hmm.
Lots.
Not sure.
Lots of that kind of land in this country. Then we have the hard black land, buckshot land in the bottom, and then we've got the black land on the prairie hills.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I ask you about this expression. Say if a farmer might say something like, well, we expect to get a big crop from that field because the soil is very...
Because of what?
He might say something like he expects to get a big crop from that field because the soil's very...
Oh, the soil's very... Yeah, I've heard him say that. I've heard him say that